South Carolina.
All right, let's well, I'd like to introduce everybody to Dee. She's one of the top group enrollers for Ameriplant. She has trained well over 2,000 brokers on how to do group enrolling. She's a phenomenal, phenomenal gal, and she's doing awesome things
with her business. Everybody from Milwaukee.
Welcome to the call. So we're excited to have her on here. I'm just tickled to death that she was able to get on our call this week in such short notice. But I just can't wait to hear what you got, Dee, so I'm going to turn it all over to you.
Okay. Well, I just want to thank everybody for taking their time out tonight, and thank you, Jeff, for such a warm welcome and a great introduction. I tell you, that 2,000 people, it truly was an honor to be on the stage talking about groups at the Ameriplant Convention.
Hey, Dee.
I've got a lot of people on the line here.
Can we, if you've got groups...
Everybody here?
If you've got background noise, hit star six.
If you can star six, read out the number.
The conference is locked.
Background noise over there.
Yeah, there's a lot of
background noise. Oh!
Yeah. I can finally hear
everything. Let's see
if
we can
hear the line. Q&A mode is on. Participants may now unmute themselves.
Jeff, are you there?
I am.
Okay. Everybody's muted out?
I hope so. I think I pushed the right buttons. Let me try it again and see if we unmute it.
Okay.
Presentation mode is on. Only organizers can be heard.
All right. It sounds like we've got it there.
Okay, great. Okay. Well, I hope you all have pen and paper handy so you can take a few notes. I tell you, the group business is an exciting business to start out. And but I do highly recommend that if you are a brand new broker, whether you're 1 day old, 2 days old, 30 days, 60 days, and if you're not RSD, your first goal is to get your 10 transactions, 4 brokers and 6 members. And the reason is you want to be an RSD. Course. This way you get yourself familiar with the language of the industry. You have a powerful tool in your hands, and you do have competition, so by any means, don't think we're the only one out there that's selling. And some of your decision makers are very sharp cookies, and they do know what they have, and they know some of your competitors out there in the marketplace. So you want to be well adversed in terms of the terminology, the language that's used, whether someone is a PPO or whether someone is a cafeteria plan, because there's many different plans. One way you can find out who some of your competitors are, just to give you a few, there's a company called Direct Reimbursement. They basically sell what we sell. Actually, they're a little bit ahead of us because they had full medical as well. Aflac is your competition, so you want to go over the internet and take a look and see who your competitors are. Know your competitor as well as yourself, because this is the way you sell against them. Now, how do you get started? Well, you simply look for an industry that you want to target or a particular company. Best way to do that, there are many different resources that you can use. You can use the internet to find companies. You can go to thomasregister.com. I'll repeat that, thomasregister.com. That is the directory of the industry. Pull up your city, your state, and then choose an industry that you like, whether it's manufacturing, whether it's food service or clothing, and it'll give you a list of all of the companies in your area. One of the nice things about going to Thomas Register is that it will tell you the name of the company, the size of the company, the owner of the company, the assets of the company. Okay, so this way you can tailor whether or not you want to target an average size or a good size is from, well, you know you need a minimum of 5. So let's say 10 up to about 250. The mid-sized company is basically our good target market. And the reason I say that is because your larger companies, your Fortune 500 companies, basically have everything in place. And the process to settle a company of that size could take you a very long time. So you don't want to spin your wheels forever with a company. You want to be able to go in, do some good follow-up, and come out with some business. Okay? Now, after you've found your company, the next step is to find out how much time you have to work group business. Now, remember, the group business is going to take a lot of time. It may not be a 1-2-3 deal. So you want to set that the time aside to sit on the phone and call. Your first goal is to get an appointment. We're not trying to sell it over the telephone or send things through the mail. You want to avoid that at all costs if possible. Now, there are times where you have to send something through the mail because that's just, you don't have a choice. But if you can get the appointment, that is your first goal. I personally work with the script. And my script goes something like this. Hi, my name is Dee Petroff. I'm with the Ameriplan Corporation, and I'd like to speak to the person who makes decisions about benefits for your company. Now, do you always get that person? Not always, but there are ways you keep calling to find out. Remember, the receptionist, her job is to screen all of the calls and to keep that person from getting calls from salespeople. So you may have to warm that person up, get to know them a little bit, and get that information. You may even have to call back after 5. Most of the time, the receptionist leaves at 5 o'clock or 5:30. Well, if you call after hours, sometimes the decision maker picks up the phone. Okay? If you can get a name, or have a name, which I always recommend, you're in better, okay? That's like half the battle. You have a name. And then what you want to share with that individual in a brief second over the phone is that you have a program that can save that company money, increase their profits by providing health benefits at no cost to the company. And the reason we stress no cost to the company is because the employees are paying for it. It's done on pre-tax payroll deductible dollars. For all of you on the line that are still working, when you look at your regular pay stubs, you're paying for your benefits. A lot of times people say, well, my company pays for this. No, actually, you pay for it. You pay for it when they take it out of your pay, pre-tax dollars. The benefit to the company is the tax break at the end of the year. So these are the buzzwords that you want to give the employer who makes decisions about signing up for benefits. Everyone wants the tax break as a employer. Well, you can also flip that and say the benefit to your employees, Mr. Employer, is that one, employees stay with companies today not for salaries, but for benefits. And if we can show you a way to offer benefits that can decrease your turnover and put money back in your pocket, are you interested? Okay. Now let's say you have the appointment. What do you do next? Well, one of the things you do is you're prepared. You can go to your back office, pull up the group proposal out of group resources, type in your information, the company's name, your info, and Ameriplan has done an excellent job of providing a professional proposal for you. If you're brand new and you're not sure how to get to your back office, go to your sponsor, your upline, and get help, okay? But that proposal is a very, very professional proposal for you. I always recommend that you buy yourself a nice little pocket folder, put your business card, your proposal, your brochure, and now you're on your way. If you feel like you're not 100% ready yet, take someone with you. Sometimes another person is good if you're in that environment where you have someone, you know, and you can have another broker go with you if you have another broker in your area. Now, just keep in mind that when you go to an appointment, you represent the company. You're not an independent broker. Because a company wants to know that there's something bigger behind you in terms of a corporation. One of the tools that I use that Ameriplan has provided is that little small brochure that they gave us about the company. They gave it out at one of the conferences. You can order it online. It's about $2.50. It's a really nice brochure that talks about Ameriplan. Strictly corporate. It's a nice piece. It's not a leave behind. It's something that you want to show the caliber of what you have and that we're just not some little small company around the corner who's not going to be in business very long. Okay? Not only are you selling yourself, but you're selling Ameriplan. And that's the key. Now, some of the other things that you want to do is, let's say you've had the appointment. This is your first appointment. 9 out of 10, you'll have more than one. You want to go through the proposal piece by piece, explaining the dental, asking if there are any questions in reference to that. Then the vision care, the prescription drugs, and the chiropractic care. When I go to an appointment, I also like to have, if that company has benefits, I like for them to have their current provider, the contract available so that I can take a look at it. I'm only interested in one thing when I look at their contract, and that is the exclusions page, what their current insurance does not provide. So you just flip through that real quick, look in the index, find the exclusions page, turn to it real quick, and it'll tell you everything they don't have. Even if they have something, it will give you the limits, whether it's 25%, 50%, 60%, 80-20, or whatever the configuration may be, because that's your selling point, to cover what we have and to say, we have this, and to match. Okay? Now, it's so quiet. I don't know if muting is a good idea. Now, the next thing you want to do, you have the appointment, you're talking to the person, is keep dialogue. You're not going in to just spiel what you have. It's a conversation. Let that person tell you as much as possible about what they have, their company, what they've been thinking about, if they have been thinking about it. Now, let's say they had an insurance plan, and this is time for renewal. Ask them what was it that they liked about their old plan and what is it that they didn't like about it. Okay? Because this gives you an edge on how to sell. Now, if the decision maker decides that he likes your plan and he says to you, well, let me talk to my people, which is a common answer or response that you'll get. I then say, well, Mr. Employer, I would like the opportunity to present to your employees. And the reason being is because I can explain to them my benefits and answer any questions that they may have. No one can sell your product better than you, especially if it's a third party saying it. Okay, so keep that in mind. Now, it may not always happen that way, but you do your best to be the one to explain your product to the employees. Now, let's say he's interested, and now you have to do your follow-up. Before you leave that appointment, set the next appointment, if at all possible. Find out who else is involved in the decision-making process and if that person can be available for the next meeting. Okay, I'll give you an example. This morning, I was out on a call, and the young man says to me, well, you know, the owner will be in town next week. And I said, great. Then let's set the appointment up with the owner present. By doing that, we save ourselves an extra appointment. Because if I meet with just one guy and he still has to go back to the owner, then that delays the process and it creates a second appointment. Okay? The shorter the time, the better. Now, it doesn't always happen that way. Now, let's say you're still trying to get some additional information. There are a couple of things you can ask an employer about his current plan. Are all of the employees participating, or what percentage of the employees are participating? If he has less than half of the people on the plan, that means they didn't like the plan that they have. Okay? And you want to find out what percentages of what's in their plan that they have and that they like or dislike. Now I want to back up a little bit. Some of the industries that you can target that are good industries: employment agencies, which are the temp services. Most of them do not provide employee benefits to the employees because they're temps. Some of them would like to, because you have some that are long-term temp workers, and that's the people you go after. What about your long-term temporary employees, those that have been with you for a year or more? Security companies, okay? By that, I mean the security guards, the companies that work for your different companies. Now, not a Wells Fargo, because they are huge, huge company with a lot of stuff. Your law firms, a lot of times they don't provide benefits. Everybody knows about the daycare centers, okay? But that's still a good market. The retail auto bodies, if you have in your area a body shop that has a chain of places, they may have four or five or six different locations, that's good. Car dealerships sometimes, the independent ones. A chain of dry cleaners. If one owner may have several different dry cleaners, that's a good market. Charter schools and private schools. A lot of times the teachers don't have very many benefits. Of course, I already mentioned manufacturing companies. I tend to stay away from restaurants because the turnover is so high. The employer is not interested in all of the unnecessary paperwork for people that only stay for a short time. Home health care agencies that provide care for the aging or care for the sick. A lot of the attendants don't have benefits. They work in health care but don't have health care for themselves. Okay? Now, follow up. How do you follow up? Well, you follow up with the company the same way you follow up with a broker or a member. You just keep calling. Sometimes you change your tactics. I always like to leave something out of the proposal so that it gives me a reason to go back with another piece of paper. To say, you know, last time we spoke, you asked me about something and I didn't have that available. I'd like to bring it by. Are you in on Tuesday? It gives me a reason to get back in there, resell, and reclose. Okay? Always be closing is the rule of thumb. Now, once you get the appointment, and once you get the sale, what do? Well, there are certain forms that you need to complete. And one is the employer acceptance letter. You'll find that on your sales aid order form. This is the only time Ameriplan will bill a company. The employer and your contact person complete that form, they sign it. You send it in with the first check. Okay, I like to do open enrollment. What I call open enrollment is I like to find out what day does the employees get paid. That's the day you go in and you sign everyone up. If he says, well, they come and they pick up their checks, well, we pay early in the morning, you get there an hour before everybody gets that check. So when they go to get their checks, you're standing there asking them, did you sign up for the benefits plan? And you're selling each one as they come around, and you sort of get yourself in the mix so that you can get as many apps that day as possible. One of the nice things is that you don't need a Social Security number. Now, for different areas where you have undocumented workers, that's a very big plus. You tell them they can sign everyone up in their house, and all they have to do is put their name, the company's name, and you're good to go. So you send in each individual application. You do not use the application from the 80% brochure, but you can order the individual group list bill application. That's in your sales aid order form. And then I also like to leave my business cards. Leave several of your business cards and then several of the 80% brochures just for the employees. Okay? What I also like to do after we have the account is tell the employer or the contact person, please let me know when you receive your benefits card. I'd like to come back in and explain to your staff how to use the card. All they hear is the name of Ameriplan. So they just automatically assume they can go to the vision care provider and say, do you take Ameriplan? And then when they hear no, they go back to that employer and say, we pay for this and it doesn't work. Well, that's because they used it incorrectly. So you want to go back and explain to them very carefully that there's four different components, and each component works separately. If you can order a sample card, I don't know if the company still provides that, but we used to have a sample dummy card and which is what I use to show the card when I go back and explain it to them, to say, these are your four components. This number on your card identifies everybody in your household. You may get phone calls saying, my wife wants her own card, and her name is not on a card. You got to let them know that the one name is for the entire household. Okay, it's a part of customer service. You want to provide, not only get the sale, but provide service with the sale and follow up. Well, one of the things that I also do after every new account, buy yourself a pack of thank you notes, the little blank ones, handwrite a little thank you for your business, insert your business card, drop it in the mail. It goes a long way for repeat business. Call once a month just to follow up and check on them to see if there's any new applications to go in as well. And I also leave a blank list bill, individual group application with my name and broker number at the top, and teach the person who's the payroll or the person that handles the administrative parts how to just keep adding new people. When you get a new hire, have my form right there with all the other forms that they're filling out, and just let it be an automatic process. And it goes in with that new hire's work. All right? I think what I'll do at this time is, Jess, if you can unmute and let me take questions. Okay?
All right, just a second. Let me hit the unmute button.
Okay, I hope this
conversation mode is on. Everyone can now be heard.
Okay, everyone, are you all out there?
Yes.
Okay. I hope this was good information for you.
Anybody have any questions out there?
That it wasn't all over the place. It's pretty much systematic. I'll take questions. So if you have any questions, just one by one.
Okay. My name is Josephine.
Yes.
And I want to ask a question. I've been in the business since this May. But I have a group coming up. Do you have to be certified to bring in the group?
No, you do not. At this time, they are taking groups. How large is your group?
The group that I'm getting ready to go talk to is about 200 members.
200?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what I would recommend you do is you call Nancy Strain in the group department.
Okay.
Let her know. Okay.
Wait. Can you give me that number?
You can call broker support and get that, or call corporate number 469-229-4500.
And expert. There's so much noise, ma'am.
Nancy Strain.
Thank you.
Strain.
Okay.
She's the head of the group division.
Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Okay. Does anyone else have a question?
Yes, according to 334.
Now
there's a lot of noise in here.
Say it a little louder. Q&A mode is on. Participants may now unmute themselves.
Accommodate us all.
Okay, I just muted everybody out, I believe.
But how are we going to get the questions?
I just wanted to. If you've got a lot of background noise. You've got like a party going on in your house. Can you please hit *6 to mute out your phone so that everybody else can hear? Please hit *6. I'm going to go ahead and unmute everything again.
Presentation mode is on. Only organizers can be heard. Conversation mode is on. Everyone can now be heard.
Okay,
we're back on. If you have background noise, please hit *6.
Please.
Okay, go ahead with your question. We'll just try to work through it.
Okay, question number one. Do you two not have to be certified in group resources to bring in the group?
Say it again. It's a little bit louder for me.
You do not. Do you have to? I understood you had to be certified.
Well, it is good if you are. okay, before a group of 25 or more.
Okay. But you don't.
However, I did ask Nancy personally, what if it's a brand new person and they just happen to find something that they can work on and close right away, will it be taken? And she did tell me yes, but you should call her first.
Okay. Question number two.
Sure.
According to group resources on our health plan, you have to fill out the brochure instead of the list.
On the health plan, I cannot answer because I'm in one of those states where the health plan is not sold yet.
Okay.
So I'm not qualified to answer a question on that.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, if you have any background noise, please hit star 6. My goodness gracious.
Okay, I have a question.
Party.
Sure, go right ahead.
Is there information in the back office or in simple as ABC support that gives us more information on enrolling groups?
More information like what? It's all in the group certification. You can order the group certification information from the company. I understand it's just $50 for the CD or the DVD, and it's a home study course.
All right. Thank you.
And then they will send you the workbooks and everything you need. Okay, are there any other questions?
Yes, I have one.
Okay.
Hi, Douglas here.
Hi.
Hi, Dean. Do you think it's okay to, target, company that you're currently working for?
Well, that's a tough call. If you think it's going to put your job in jeopardy, I can tell you what I did for a broker. She had a situation where she knew this company needed benefits, wanted benefits, but we could not let her be known that it was her. So I went in and did it as if it were me, signing them up, went through the whole process, the interview and everything, signed the deal, got the check, and they never knew it was her.
Okay.
So get your upline to do it for you. And because I didn't, now on that list still, it lists the broker's name and the broker ID, we left it blank. So that no one would know it was her. And we filled out all the paperwork afterwards.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes?
Hello, Deborah.
Go right ahead.
Yes, I'd like to know when you receive, when everything is processed and it's returned to the company, isn't the broker's name listed on their list bill or whatever that the company sends out to them?
You mean that Ameriplan sends out to them?
Yes.
After
your group has been consummated. And they've sent out the check, and Ameriplan sends a thank you letter or the list bill or whatever for the future payment. Isn't there a broker number, a name on there?
The broker ID number, but your group ID number's on there.
And the company itself never knows the name of the broker on the account?
No, only the contact person. See, as far as they're concerned, as far as the company knows, they think I'm their contact person. But that other broker is. See, you can't put yourself in jeopardy. So let your sponsor help you.
But my point is, the sponsor's name goes on everything?
No, yours will go on everything. See, all the sponsor's going to do is present to the company, present to the employees,
right,
and close the deal for you.
Right.
Everything that's sent to Ameriplan will have your name and your ID number.
Dee, I think what she's asking is that when...
I understand. Wait, I can explain
myself. When the invoice comes back.
Yes.
But see, when the invoice comes back, it only has a broker ID number on it.
and no name.
I have not seen a name. I've seen an ID number.
Okay.
Now,
okay. So you left a business card, so when they want to call to inquire, they would be still calling you.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. And there's no way that can backfire on an employee.
Well, let's put it this way. It hasn't, but
okay,
I will never say never.
Okay, right. Okay. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Hello, Deborah?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Mona, and I was wanting to know about the first check that that you get when you say the first check. Is that all the registration fee, and who pays that, the employer?
Well, you can do two things, and I'm glad you brought that up because that's something I missed. Sometimes I will waive the $20 registration as a closing tool. For instance, I will say to that employer, well, sir, if we can do business today, I can waive the $20. Okay? Now, if you want to collect the full commission, then you collect the $20. For instance, when we had the deals back in, I think it was December, or when we had the last, not the dollar deal, but another membership deal, in order to get paid the full commission on each application, we had to collect the $20. And I wanted the full commission, so I collected the
$20. Mm-hmm. Okay, the $20 come from the employer or from the employee?
It's coming from the employer.
Employer.
Now, what he will do is bill it right back into what he takes out of the pay.
So it will be a payroll deduction?
Yes. Payroll deduction.
We don't have that part, right?
Yes, we did. Everything is pre-tax payroll deductible dollars. The benefit here is for people that don't have drafting, checking, savings, credit, debit. It allows them to get benefits for their household, for themselves, without having checking accounts, credit cards, or all of the other forms of drafting.
So the sponsorship handle that part for us, because are we just doing it through the bill list and the other form?
Repeat that question.
Is the sponsorship handling that part of the payroll?
Yes. Well, see, when you're not doing a normal 80% brochure application.
Right.
There isn't an individual list bill application that's being filled out.
So that's all we have to do, and they'll take it on from there.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And Deborah, who did you say is paying the $20?
Well, the employer is paying it, but he can bill it right back into what he takes from the employee.
But we won't have nothing to do with that part, right?
No.
Okay.
No, but see, you do have the option to waive the $20. If your deal is hesitant, you know, if that decision maker is hesitant on closing or not closing, use that as a tool to help you close the business.
Hmm.
To say, well, you know, I can waive this fee today if you're ready to do business today.
Right.
Don't start out with that in your opening proposal. You
right.
Keep that on the side as a little tool to help you. Any other questions out there?
Yes. How you doing, Debbie?
Hi.
Again. Okay, I'm new at this, right? I'm very new. And I've been actually doing all my, I've been asking people where I work because I spend most of my time here, you know what I mean? And I was thinking about going through the company, but you think it's okay to do it at the, what you call a job, or do you recommend not to, you know what I mean, individually? Because the, you know, people here do, like, need it. Because I get in insurance here, but we don't get dental, vision, and, okay, everything else we have, but just not the vision and the dental, which are two big things.
Okay, it sounds like you're saying that you're asking if you should approach the employees in your company.
Yes.
Okay, you can actually go back to the same scenario the other gentleman asked. Have someone else, if you want to do it on a larger scale, have someone else go in and present on your behalf, but without letting them know it's you. If you can do that. Follow me?
Have
you
talked?
Yeah, if you have that available to you.
I don't.
You don't?
Nope.
Okay, what about, you got a friend or a spouse that's a broker?
No. I'm brand new.
You're brand new. Okay, get your upline. Who's your sponsor? Go to your sponsor. Get your sponsor to help you.
That would be me.
I will.
That would be you, Jeff?
That would be me. He's brand new, and we're several thousand miles apart. So.
What city are you in?
I'm in New Jersey.
In New Jersey, Jeff.
You in New Jersey? Well, your situation is easy. You have me. I'm in New York.
Oh, good.
I'll help you. One hand washes the other.
Very good.
You're New Jersey.
Don't forget you got me here in New Jersey. It's Veronica.
Yeah, we got Veronica up there, too.
Okay.
So you're not without help.
Okay. So how do I contact you all?
Douglas, I can get your number.
And Jeff will give you my number.
Okay. And
he'll give you mine also.
Okay. Thank you all.
You're quite welcome. Anybody else?
Yes, I have some more questions.
Okay.
I have like four more questions, right? Now, this is one. Would you be willing to pay for your employee benefits? That's what you're supposed to say to the representative.
What you're saying to him is he can offer benefits to his employees at no cost to the company. Which means the company is not paying. The employees are paying. That's one of your tools to get an appointment. Well, that's the key to get the appointment.
Okay, that's one that clears that. Now the next one is, if your employees are willing to pay a portion of the membership fee, would you be willing to match? Employees pay $11.95 and the company pays $8 of the household membership.
You can do a split. I haven't. I basically have it because when you think about it, it's less than $5 a week. What I present is I say you can offer these benefits to your employees for less than $5 a week. Now, if they're paid on a biweekly, I say less than $10 a week or pay period.
Really, we don't have to really, we have to negotiate that or just fill out those forms that sponsorship handle that.
Well, see, it's all in how you're presenting it from the very beginning.
Okay.
Why would you bring up a split if a split is not necessary? You know what I mean?
Right. Okay, next question.
Okay.
Would you allow your employees to have the benefit? So what do you say to that?
Repeat that question.
Would you allow your employees to have the benefit?
Okay, if you're presenting to him, you're asking him, is this something you'd like for your company, which is the same thing, and he's either going to say, yes, I'm interested, or no, I'm not interested. Now, sometimes they may say, I don't want to get involved, but they can do it on an individual basis. And then what you'd like to ask is, may I present to each employee, or can you pull them together and allow me to come in and present to them on an individual basis? But now you run into a situation there. If they do not have checking, savings, credit, debit, the likelihood of getting a lot of business is very low. The benefit here is for the people that do not have drafting, they can get the benefits under the umbrella of the company. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, any other questions?
The one, this last one.
Okay.
Okay, now we're saying show the employee the bottom line of the paper. If you can show them how they can reduce their employee turnover and build loyalty for your employees, would it be worth it to you?
Is that a question or a statement?
That's a question. Okay, if you should show them how they can reduce their employee turnover and build loyalty for your employees, would it be worth it to you?
Okay, well, what it sounds like is you're saying if I were the employer, how would I answer that?
Yes.
Well, it all depends on whether he's interested, you know, and giving them something. There are a lot of them that are interested in providing benefits, they just don't want to pay for it. So, and I guess in essence, the answer is yes, I'd be interested.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
All righty. Have I answered all of your questions, though?
I have one question.
Okay, super.
Who sets up the payroll deduction? Do you have to fill out a form for that?
How the company wants to handle it is up to them. The payroll deduction makes it easy. The bookkeeper does it. If they have ADP, if they're a large company, they may be on ADP or some other form of payroll deduction. And it's real easy to set that up. That person knows how to establish a code, and for each application, a code is attached and it automatically comes out of the pay.
Okay, thank you.
You're quite welcome. Are there any other questions? Well, Jeff, I think this sort of wraps it up.
I think
we're... Are you going to give notes? Excuse me. Are you going to give some notes on this? And you, like, make some notes where we can go to, like, the, your website address to find these notes?
Well, I think Jeff may do some notes. I'll leave that up to him.
I will have some stuff done on this and have it posted online. I've actually recorded it. I should have it online for people to come back to and listen to. I know there's several people who, our line is full. I've had several people email me telling me that the line was full. They couldn't get in. But I have recorded it, and we will, and I should have it posted either tonight or tomorrow, and I will be emailing out the link to everybody for them to listen to this. Over and over again as much as you need.
Right.
Okay.
So, well, I appreciate you, Dee, for coming on tonight. You did an excellent job. You're a phenomenal gal. I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to get on board with us and teach us how to improve our business.
Thank you for having me, and I hope the information was beneficial to all. And if you have any particular situation that you need help on, you feel free to contact me.
All
right. How do we contact you? He will put my number in his link.
I'll put her name and number in the email that goes out with the link to the audio.
Now, how are you going to send me an email? Is it automatically? Do you know everybody's email?
If you're in my organization, I know Dee has some people in her organization on. As long as you're
okay.
in my organization, you'll get it from me because I, you'll either get it from me or your sponsor.
Okay.
Are you going to give it to Jerome Scott?
I was just about to say, anyone who's on the Jerome Scott, you can get it on the next call. He actually gave my number out last night. Email us and email Jerome. He'll give it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Quite welcome.
All righty. Well, let's go ahead and wrap this up. I know you and I both have another conference call to get on, Dee, so... I appreciate you getting on with my team. So, everybody have a great evening. Let's go out there and make some money.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Q&A mode is on. Participants may now unmute themselves. Presentation mode is on. Only organizers can be heard.